Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day, because this is the day that you have made. Therefore, Father, we choose to rejoice. Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Father, we declare, even in this time and in this gathering, that you are our Lord, and you are our Savior, and you are our King. Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare in the matchless name of Jesus that I am the head. We are the head, and we are not the tail. Father, I declare in the name of Jesus that we are the blessed of the Lord. I declare in the name of Jesus that the strength and power that you would strengthen and empower your people as never before. I declare and decree that favor and wisdom will be given unto your people. I declare in the name of Jesus that supernatural doors will be opened for your people and favor will rain upon us. I declare that we can do all things through Christ Jesus, the one that is strengthening us. I declare that the impossible is becoming possible to us. I declare also in the name of Jesus that thy will be done in our life. I declare in the name of Jesus that we are the possibilities of God. I declare in the name of Jesus that our finances, our health, our family and our relationships are blessed. I declare in the name of Jesus that you are turning around businesses, business affairs, real estate in our favor in the name of Jesus. I declare in the name of Jesus that God, that you hear us when we pray. I declare in the name of Jesus that our footsteps have already been ordered by you. I declare that everything will be done on this call, and it will be done according to your will and purpose. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, you will get the glory. Father, we decree victory in our lives. We declare victory in our homes. We declare victory in our churches. We declare victory all around us in the matchless name of Jesus. People of God, let us begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Prophet Steve.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we come by means of the blood of Jesus. We thank you that it's by and through the blood of Jesus that we have been bought with a precious price. It's by and through the blood of Jesus that we've been redeemed from the curse of the law. We thank you tonight, Lord God, that we've been redeemed from sin, sickness, disease, and poverty. And we thank you today, O Father, that it's through the blood of Jesus that we have access into your presence, O God. And so, Father, tonight we lift up every ministry, every partner, Father. And, Father, we thank you today for the covering, O God, of your protection. But not only that, the Spirit of God, who is wisdom, who is love, guides and guards and protects every partner, every ministry that is represented. We thank you, Lord God, for our leadership. We thank you today for the prophetic order. We thank you today that your hand of mercy and grace and anointing rest upon our ministry, on this ministry. And we thank you today that everyone that comes in contact with the power of God and the love of God that transforms lives, that brings people into maturity, that births nations, that births prophets to every systems of this world. And we thank you that your kingdom has come and your will is being established in every arena and every kingdom. And we give you glory and we give you honor and we give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Lord Abashete, hallelujah, Lord God. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now. Father God, we come to you in the name of Jesus, and we thank you right now as we humble ourselves. We thank you for helping us to cross into a brand new day, Father God. We thank you, Father, for new mercies and new grace, Lord. We thank you as we humble ourselves with the blood. We thank you that you cover us with the blood. We thank you, Father God, for giving us the knowledge, instruction, wisdom, and understanding of your word, Father God. We thank you, God, for opening up the eyes of our understanding. Lord, you promised to impart wisdom to us if we listen to your words and attain unto your wise counsel, Father God. Therefore, we enter into your presence with the trust in your word and the trust in your presence that's with us forever, God. We thank you, Father God, that you cause us to know wisdom, even according to 2 Chronicles 1:10, Heavenly Father. We thank you for filling us with the spirit of wisdom so we'll be able to discern, Father God, your will, that, Lord, we'll have both strength and wisdom according to Job 12:13. Heavenly Father, we thank you for filling our mouths that we may speak your wisdom, Lord, because of the righteousness that you've imparted unto us according to Psalms 37:30. God, we thank you that in the hidden parts of our lives that you will cause us to know wisdom. Father God, we thank you according to Psalms 51:6. Teach us, God, to number our days, hallelujah, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom, according to Psalms 90:12. Heavenly Father, we thank you that your wisdom and knowledge makes us happy because the gain of it is better than fine gold. Father, we thank you that by wisdom you founded the earth, and by knowledge, Lord God, you established the heavens, according to Proverbs 3:13-20. Now, Lord, we thank you right now that the eyes of our understanding is continually being enlightened, and that we know our calling and the hope of it and the riches of your glory and in your inheritance for us in the saints. Father, we thank you for your exceeding greatness, and we believe and trust and rely upon you only. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we give you glory. We take none of it, but we give it all to you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you've given to us, Father God. We thank you for health, life, and strength. Father God, this is the day that you have made, Father God, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Father God, right now that we could come before you humbly as we know how, Father God. We come before your presence humbly as we know how, Father God. Father God, we thank you right now that you're purging us from our own secret faults right now in the name of Jesus. Anything hidden, anything that is not seen to people, but God, you know, Father God, in our most deepest, intimate part, Father God, what we go through, Father God, what we may be dealing with, what we haven't let go of, Father God. We give those things to you today. We offer those things to you, Father God, on the altar right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now that you're lifting us up, Father God. We thank you right now that you're healing us, Father God. Your word says that you shall heal us. So we thank you that you are healing us, Father God. Heal our minds, Father God. Heal our hearts, Father God. We thank you that you are cleansing us, Father God, from all unrighteousness, Father God. We thank you right now that you are cleansing even in our homes, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you're cleansing our children, Father God, the unsaved ones, those who are lost, Father God. We thank you right now that you're doing a mighty thing right now in the name of Jesus and those who are sick right now, Father God. God, that you are delivering them, Father God, and that you are restoring them, Father God. I thank you right now that you are working things out for your good, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that you're making ways and opening doors that we don't even understand and we don't even see, Father God. We thank you right now that you are decreasing us, Father God, but that you shall increase in us, Father God, right now, for your work to be done in the kingdom, Father God. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for the Archbishop, Father God, Ebenezer Jordan, Father God. We thank you for Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Mother Mary Jordan right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you for the company of prophets coming together, Father God, yoked up, Father God, and joined, Father God, to pray. And, Father God, we thank you right now that you're doing a mighty thing in us, Father God, and through us right now in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done right now in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done right now in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done right now in the name of Jesus. Not our will, but let your will be done. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against us in judgment, we shall condemn. Because we recognize who we are in you, Father God. We are servants of the Most High God. We thank you that we are blessed and not cursed. We're on top and not beneath, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you're covering us in your blood, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that we are walking in victory, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. That we are overcomers. We thank you, Father God, that we are walking by faith, that we are speaking those things not as though they are, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, and let your will continue to be done, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let your will continue to be done in our lives and work in us and manifest through us by your will. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you now for this new day. We thank you now for another opportunity on this midnight cry now. Father God, right now we thank you for family. We thank you for family. Father God, we thank you for families. We thank you for the families that are on this line. Father God, we thank you for those that are connected to this house, connected to this ministry. Father God, we thank you right now for our leader and Archbishop Master Prophet, Father God. We also thank you for Pastor Deborah and Mother Mary, Father God. Continue to bless your family, Father God. Continue to bless your people now, God. I ask now that you continue to even strengthen us, Father. Continue to strengthen us in areas that we may fall weak in, Father. Father God, I ask you now, Father, that you may wash us white as snow, Father, with that blood, Father. Oh, Lord, now we thank you. We thank you now for the anointing, for we know that it is the anointing that breaks yokes. Father God, we're breaking yokes. We declare broken yokes now, Father, of poverty. We declare broken yokes, Father, now of addiction. We declare broken yokes now, Father, of any sickness in the physical body. We declare broken yokes now, Father, concerning any emotional hurt, Father. Father God, bring wholeness. Bring completeness now, Father. We know that your word says that you've sent it, Father, such that we may be healed. Father God, we thank you. We thank you now. We thank you. We thank you for covering our children, Father God, even now. We thank you for covering their minds, Father God. We thank you for covering us, Father, even as we travel, Father God. Continue to cover us, Father God. Cover our minds. Cover the minds and eyes of all of your people, Father God, even now. Father God, we ask now that you even touch our finances. We pray, we decree and declare increase over our finances. Father God, we thank you for provision, deliverance, and provision. In the masterful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. We praise you, Father God. We just thank you, Father God, as we come to you tonight, humble before you tonight on this midnight cry, Father God. We just thank you for carrying us through this week, Father God, knowing that you was there in the midst of every step that we have taken, dear Lord. We thank you for covering us with your precious blood, dear Lord. We thank you for your angels that you dispatched out for us this week, dear Lord. We just thank you for keeping us in our right mind, Father God. We just thank you for we could just breathe, Father God. Breathe, dear Lord Jesus. We just thank you that you have waken us up, Father God, for another day, dear Lord Jesus. And Lord, as we go and continue to be on this midnight cry, dear Lord, touch everyone that's on the call tonight, dear Lord. Bless their family members, dear Lord. Bless those that's around, dear Lord. Bless everybody that's on the call that's listening, dear Lord. Lord, we speak healing in every situation, dear Lord, that people are going through, dear Lord. We speak healing to their finances, dear Lord. We speak healing to the breakdowns that make us strong, dear Lord. We just thank you, Father. We just praise you, Father God, for who you are in our lives, dear Lord. We thank you for the Archbishop Ebenezer Jordan and Pastor Deborah, dear Lord, for glorifying the prophetic, dear Lord. We thank you for Mary Jordan, dear Lord, for taking that stand, Father God, because without Mary Jordan, we would not have an Archbishop, dear Lord. And we just thank you and praise you, Father God, for what you're doing, Father God, in the season, dear Lord. We lift up Zoe Ministry, dear Lord Jesus, that you continue to touch the church, Father God, touch the members, dear Lord, the deacons, the ministers, dear Lord, and we thank you, Father God. We praise you, Father God, and Lord, look upon all our children, dear Lord Jesus. Look upon every last one of them, Father God. Look upon the grandchildren, dear Lord Jesus. Look upon every last one of them, Father God. We thank you, Father, for protecting them, Father God, keeping them, Father God, focused, dear Lord Jesus, in school, Father God, and everything that they touch, Father God. And we just praise you, Father. We give you the glory, dear Lord. And we ask you to look upon those children that's lost in D.C., Father, that have been snatched off the street, Father God. I lift every last one of those girls up to you, Father God, tonight, that they will come home safe, Father God. Dispatch your angels out wherever they are, Father God. Give them peace. Cover them, Father. Show the love, Father. Let the love come down. Let them know that you are there with them in the midst of this trial or whatever they're going through, dear Lord. But I put these kids before you, Father God. Look upon their family members that's going through in their minds, Father God. Give them peace, Father God. We thank you, Father. We give you the praise, dear Lord, that they will come home safe, Father. That they will all come home safe, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for our finances, dear Lord. We thank you for the business that you've given us, dear Lord, that we will flourish in our business, dear Lord. Open doors will happen for us in our business, Father God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the new networkings that you've given us, the new relationship that you've given us, Father God. We thank you for them, Father God. And Father, we just give you the praise. We give you the honor, dear Lord, and all that you are doing, Father God. And Lord, we know faith without works is dead, Father God. And continue to let us trust you, Father. Trust you by faith, Father, not by sight, dear Lord, that we don't lean unto our own understanding, dear Lord, that we will continue to trust you, Father, because we know that you can perform miracles, dear Lord. We know all the miracles you perform, dear Lord. Open up the Red Sea, Father God. Open up the blind minds, Father God. So we trust in you and everything that we doing, Father God. And we thank you, Father, for giving us that privilege, Father God, that giving us that thing to carry, Father God. We just thank you that you chosen us. You chosen us, dear Lord, to do these things, Father God.
Yes.
We just appreciate you, dear Lord. And yes, we give Lord. You the praise. We give you the honor and glory,
yes,
in Jesus'
Lord.
Name. We pray. Amen.
Prophet Jessica.
Father God, we just thank you, Father. We magnify your name, Father God.
Oh, Father, we just thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for joy, Father God. We thank you for laughter, Lord Jesus. We thank you for a covering of protection, Father God. We thank you for protecting any woman or any children that are in danger tonight, Lord God. We thank you for returning any women or children who are lost now, Lord God. Any women or children who are missing, Lord God, we thank you for returning them to their loved ones safely, Lord God. We thank you for mending emotionally hurt and broken hearts in this season, Lord God. We thank you for touching people's emotions, touching their hearts, strengthening their hearts in this season, Lord God. We thank you for strengthening families in this season, Lord God. We thank you for making families stronger, Lord God. We thank you for making families put you back in the center of them, Lord God. We thank you for this midnight cry, Lord God. We thank you for another opportunity to come together and pray and intercede for those who cannot be on this line tonight, Lord God. We thank you for peace in this season, Lord God. We thank you for strength in this season, Lord God. We thank you for covering our children, Lord God. We thank you for covering them even in their dreams, Lord God. We thank you for watching over them while they rest, Lord God. We thank you for watching over them while they are at school, Lord God. We thank you for watching over their friends. We thank you that they choose right company in this season, Lord God. We thank you for our parents, Lord God. We thank you for strengthening them, strengthening their minds, Lord God. Strengthen their physical bodies, Lord God. We thank you for the Archbishop and Pastor Deborah Jordan, Lord God. We thank you for strengthening them. Continue to lift them up as they continue to lift up your people, Lord God. We thank you for peace in this season, Lord God. We thank you for happiness in this season. We thank you for touching our businesses, Lord God. We thank you for opening up doors for our businesses, Lord God. We thank you for unusual opportunities in this season, Lord God. We thank you for uncommon favor in this season, Lord God. We thank you for your mercy, Lord God. We thank you for your grace, Lord God. We thank you for your everlasting love, your power, your strength, Lord God. We thank you for the things that we don't even understand and what you're doing in our lives in this season, Lord God. We thank you for the opportunities, Lord God. We thank you for strength, Lord God. We thank you for families in this season, Lord God. We thank you for touching our government. We thank you for touching our police officers. We thank you for touching the minds and the hearts of those who are making decisions for our nation in this time, Lord God. I thank you for touching the homeless, Lord God. I thank you for comforting them and giving them shelter and making them feel your love and your warmth even during the hard times, Lord God. And I thank you for touching the hearts of others that will go on and help them, Lord God. And I thank you for all the miraculous things that you are doing in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Prophet Miola.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Deborah. I just want to say to all the intercessors on the prayer at 11:57, I got a text message from a young man in Houston saying that his cousin tried to commit suicide and is in a hospital room right now fighting for his life. And so I just want to ask the intercessors to pray for this young man and let us go before the Lord. Father God, we just thank you right now, Father, for your. We just declare by the blood of Jesus that no weapon formed against any of your sons or daughters shall ever prosper. We come against any spirit of wickedness. We come against the attacks of the enemy that will try to take out our youth and our young people. We say, Father, not on our watch, Father. We pray, Father, and we send the word, Father, right now into the hospital room, Father, that you would preserve him, that you would keep him, that you would save him, Father, that you would restore him, Father. We thank you, Father, for your presence, Father. We thank you right now, Father, for your glory. We thank you, Father, for your mercies, Father. We thank you for salvation, Father. We thank you, Father, for the blood of Jesus that forgives us of our sins and restores us, Father. No one is too far gone, Father. And I thank you, Father, for the saving power in the blood of Jesus, Father. We send the word now. We send the word now. We send the word now, Father, that you would heal, that you would restore, Father. We send the word now, Father, and we seal it in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray. Amen and amen.
Yeah, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus,
in the name
Prophet Bethany.
Amen. Father God, we thank you right now, God. Father, for your promises to us are yea and amen. God, your word says that the fruit of our wombs are blessed. So I come tonight standing in the gap for our young people, Father. I thank you right now, God. Put a hedge of protection around them right now, God. Your word says that they shall bruise the enemy's head as they bruise our heel, Father. I thank you right now for the purpose that you have over every young person's life, every prophetic family. I'm praying over their children, every prophetic family, I'm praying over their children, young adults, older adults, young children, older children. Father, we stand in the gap today, Father. God, we thank you for your healing power, God. We tear down the act of suicide, the spirit, the very demon, the very devil that was trying to cut off the purpose and the plan of God. Father, when we stand in the gap for others, you take care of ours. And I thank you right now, God, for your warring angels warring on our behalf, God. The warring angels coming forward. But there is a war going on. But the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal. They're mighty to pulling down of strongholds. Father, we stand in the gap, God, for every young woman, God, every young man, oh God, every apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, that the enemy is trying to destroy, that the enemy is trying to abort, that the enemy is trying to kill. We stay not on our watch. Father, we thank you as intercessors that we go in, oh God, to stand on the wall and say, let the will of God be done, the perfect will of God. They shall preach, they shall teach, they shall prophesy, they shall minister, Father. I thank you for the next generation carrying the mantle, the next generation carrying the mantle, oh God. Guard the anointing, Father. Send your angels, send Michael, send your angels, God, to protect and to tear down for our next generation, our young people, our young girls, our young men. Father, I thank you right now, God. No devil in hell can stand against what you've already set in motion, oh God. The weapon must be formed, but it shall not, cannot, will not prosper. Why? Because there's a promise hanging over our experience. And I thank you right now for every adult child who's connected with someone on this line, God. Move in their life in employment. Move in their life in salvation. Move in their life for healing, Father. For you promised it, oh God. And you are not a man that you should lie, but we are in covenant, oh God. I thank you for it tonight. I thank you for it. Hey, I thank you for it tonight. Not on our watch. Tonight, Father. In Jesus' name, healing and deliverance and restoration. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the people of God on the line even now, Father God. We thank you for the opportunity to come before you and praise and lift up your name, Father God. We thank you for every life that's on this line right now and associated with the people of God on the line right now, Father God. We thank you for all of the people of God, your children, Father God. Father, allow your will to be done, not our will, but your will. Let your will be done, Father God. Order our steps in the way that you see fit, even now, Father God. Allow us to be obedient to the instructions. Father, allow us to have a keen ear to hear your word, Father God. Allow us to dream many of dreams. Cause us to remember, Father God. Touch our elders even now, Father God. Touch their minds even now, Father God. Cover our households, Father God. Cover us. Cover our children even now, Father God, as we come and as we go. Allow your covering angels to be with us even now, Father God. Amen and amen.
Father God, we thank you that the Spirit of the Lord God is upon us because, Father, you've anointed us to bring good news to the suffering and afflicted. You've called us out, God, to comfort the brokenhearted and to announce liberty to the captives and to open the eyes of the blind, God. And we decree and declare opened blinded eyes, physical blindness and spiritual blindness be open even now. In the name of Jesus, comforting those that mourn, Lord God, comforting and binding up the brokenhearted, Father God. We decree and declare that waste places are rebuilt, cities are that have been destroyed, communities that have been destroyed, God. We command a rebuilding, a replenishing, and a restoration for families, for relationships, Lord God. We command healing where there is illness, Lord God. Restoration to the bodies, Lord God. Every family that's represented on this line, every caller, every prophet is on this line, God. We command healing in their families. Healing, Lord God, for every loved one. Healing, Lord God, for every marriage, every broken relationship, restoration, work relationship. Be restored, be set free, be delivered. We decree and declare peace, be still. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
And Father God, I come to you today with an open heart. Father God, I ask that you listen to every prayer, God. Father God, we ask that you send angels out there, disperse your angels, God, around the people of God. Father God, we ask that you touch that young man that is sitting in the hospital, God. Touch him, God. Father God, we cancel anything that is not like you with the blood of Jesus, God. Father God, we give you the praise and we thank you for everything. Father God, I thank you for the new connection, the new ideas, God. Stimulate our mind, God. Keep it going, God. Keep the flow, God. Father God, we lift up our children before you. We lift up our mothers and our fathers and our sisters and our brothers, God. We lift up every family member that is joined on this call in their household, God, that you send a unique and a favorable blessing. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Father God, I thank you right now. We come before your throne of grace with praise and thanksgiving. And I thank you, Father God, as your words say, that men are always praying, never faint. And Father God, we refuse to give up. But Father God, I call forth the spirit of love, the spirit of joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness and faith, meekness, temperance. I thank you, Father God, as we walk in your spirit, God, that we would inherit your kingdom, God. I thank you, Father, that let this mind be within us that was also in Christ Jesus. I thank you, Father God, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. And no weapon that is formed against us, against our life, our families, hallelujah, our resources, hallelujah, our homes, our neighborhoods, hallelujah, glory, even our schools, hallelujah, shall not prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against us in judgment, it shall be condemned. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. I thank you, Father God, for the spirit of transformation, elevation. I thank you, Father God, for the spirit of prosperity, not prosperity in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that you've given us power to attain wealth. I thank you, Father God, that you are our shepherd, and we shall not want. I thank you, Father God, that you will do exceedingly abundantly all that we can ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. I thank you, Father God, that even in this hour, God, that you will cause a transformation and an elevation for your people like never before. And, Father, we come against the spirit of death right now. And, God, we call forth life. Life, new life now in the name of Jesus. And we come against the, hallelujah, the arms of the enemy right now, his attacks and his assignments against our young people and their lives right now. We cancel it right now, and we call it null and void in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord rebuked you. The Lord rebuked you in the name of Jesus. You have no dominion in our life. You have no dominion in our family. We come right now, thank you, Father God, that every generational curse is being broken. It's being broken now in the name of Jesus by the blood of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for Archbishop Master Prophet Ebenezer Joint and our beloved Pastor Prophet Deborah Joint and their beloved family and grandchildren. We thank you, Father God, for Prophetess Mother Mary Joint. We thank you for her life, God. And we thank you, Father God, for the building of her strength, God, and her health, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for miracle working power, that dunamis power, that even begin to go, hallelujah, abroad and spread all over this call, God, in every life right now. In the name of Jesus, and break every yoke of bondage in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that even in this hour, you will cause a ship. I'm talking about a ship, an explosive ship for your people, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the spirit of divine protection right now. And we call for Michael, the archangel, to begin to do warfare on our behalf right now in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Yes, Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Every prayer, every utterance, Father. Father, we thank you right now because we know you hear us when we pray, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord. We send the word concerning this young man, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father. And, Father, we come against every principality, everything that is anti, everything that's not like you. We come against it, and we take power, and we take authority over it in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now, Lord. Order our footsteps even as we move forth and go forth in this day. For truly this is the day that the Lord has made. And, Father God, we choose to rejoice in it, Father. Father, lead us. us and guide us, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that our cup runneth over, Father, because, Father, you are our shepherd, and you're going to be the one that shall lead us and guide us, Father. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that thy will be done, Father, and allow this day, Father, be one of the best days that we have ever experienced. We thank you, Lord. We decree it, and it cannot be no other way. In the name of Jesus, where Prophet Naomi, I am rejoicing and thanking God for everything that he's doing, and we're just going to keep this young man in our prayers and in our thoughts, even as Pastor Miola came on the phone and to pray, and this is what we do. Amen. When God interrupts, it's fine with us in the name of Jesus. So, listen, I'm going to decrease, and I just want to thank the family once again. Listen, we are on this wall. We're on this watch, this prophetic watch, midnight watch, and we're going to keep on keeping on until God says so. So thank you, family. Thank you, people of God. I love you all, and I so appreciate
you. We love you, Pastor.
Amen.
Love you,
Pastor
Deborah. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. God is moving, and we are just going to let God have his way. Thank you, people of God. Prophet Naomi, I'm going to decrease, and I'm going to let you do the announcement, but I love you, and we'll see each other tomorrow night. Peace and blessings.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor, and we love you, and we appreciate everything that you do. Okay, is there any announcements on any of the company of prophets? Please announce it right now.
Amen. This is Prophet Stephen Brown. There is a 12 noon call with the Master Prophet. 12 noon
Amen.
Tomorrow.
Amen. So we have a 12 noon call tomorrow back at this conference call line. Amen. Well, thank you so much, Prophet Stephen Brown, for that update. So stay tuned for that. Please check your emails. And without further ado, I'm going to say good night and God bless to you all, and we'll see you at 11:50 p.m. God bless.
God bless. Good night.
Bless you. Thank you. God bless you.